If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Rosa became obsessed with films after watching Back to the Future at the age of 8, and subsequently decided she wanted to be a movie director. There hasn't been any other ambition for her ever since. She always kept her goal of directing in mind, even though for the next 20 years, she never made any concrete steps toward it other than to be an avid movie watcher. Her knowledge of arcane movie trivia was second to none. Whatever hours she didn't spend watching films, she spent on the internet and in history books reading about them. If she could have gone on the trivia television show Jeopardy, she would have been a long-running champion. Rosa had read multiple biographies of all her favorite directors, Spielberg, Kurosawa, Fellini, Miyazaki, and more. Yet, she never translated this research, knowledge, and information into action. She had a fairly expensive video camera that she kept confined to her closet, as well as an archive of film editing software that she had only used a handful of times. They were all too intimidating and confusing. Moreover, what if she discovered that all her knowledge and preparation weren't enough, and she was destined to fail at becoming a director? It was easy to take the path of least resistance and remain in inaction. At least learning about Fellini and Miyazaki's favorite films made her feel productive to some degree, even if she was avoiding the elephant in the room. One day, she discovered an acquaintance of hers had started a YouTube channel that was quickly amassing millions of views. Out of curiosity, she started viewing the videos and was struck by what she saw. This wasn't art. The shots weren't framed adequately. Her focus was wrong, and the narrative structure was reversed. None of the viewers seemed to care, however, as the views continued to increase. What's more, the reviews of the videos were all glowing and encouraging. No one cared about the framing or focus. So, Rosa made a dramatic decision. If she can do it, why can't I? For 4 months, she was going to make real, concrete strides toward becoming a director of anything. It was time to buckle down and keep going when all she wanted to do was give up. No more retreating to her comfort zone. She was going to translate her dreams into reality through sheer willpower and self-discipline. She already had the knowledge. It was just time to put it into action. She first organized her time into two categories, learn and practice. During learn time, Rosa methodically studied how to write a script, assemble a plot, and what methods renowned directors used to get the shots they wanted. During practice time, she experimented with different shots and angles, wrote a few scenes, and changed perspectives and storylines to see which ones worked the best. No more was she spending hours watching commentary of old movies she'd seen hundreds of times before, and no more was she letting her equipment gather dust in the closet for fear of not being able to use it correctly. The day those 4 months ended, Rosa set out to make her film. She found a few local actors who were willing to work for pizza. She herself was the camerawoman. Her cousin was the sound person, and her dog was a prop. When she finished, she put it online and it garnered a few hundred views, mostly from family and friends. Rosa wasn't a professional filmmaker, but these were all steps on the journey to seeing her wishes become reality. She committed herself to completing one short film every month thereafter. She soon grew a reputation for being one of the speediest and most knowledgeable directors in the business. A scant 3 years later, one of her short films was entered into a film festival competition, something she never even dreamed about when she was just starting out. While she didn't win any prizes, she still gained recognition and began to be able to support herself through her childhood dream of directing. Some might say Rosa was lucky. That is partially true, But if Rosa had never made the decision to buckle down and do what she'd been avoiding for years, she never would have been in the position to be lucky.